Letter to the editor of the Daily Telegraph.
Sir, much as I enjoyed the recent film The King's Speech, I could not help wondering why the screenwriters felt obliged to tamper with well-known historical facts. For example, the scene where the Duke of Windsor is shown speaking with a German accent to his valet bears no relation to the truth. And for George V to be depicted sticking a set of Zimbabwean stamps into his album in 1936, when Zimbabwe was, as we all know, then still the protectorate of British Rumbaboland, is quite ludicrous. And the film is not merely littered with historical inaccuracies. At one point, our future queen looks out of the window at Buckingham Palace, and there are snowdrops on the lawn, when it is quite clearly August Bank Holiday. As for the supposed stammer of King George VI, my uncle, Admiral Sir Alan Crichton Gusset, met him on a number of occasions in the course of his duties as Knight Commander of the Royal Bedchamber, and told me, in the strictest confidence, that the king spoke fluently in several languages, and the difficulty was never to get him to speak, but to shut him up. Sir Herbert Gusset, the old stuttery, Stutford-on-Avon, Stuts.